And I do think we set some kind of a record here, Michael. Maybe Natalie can back it up. But in the same hour, we had the former Westchester County executive and the current Westchester County executive, Rob Astorino. And now we have George Latimer with us now. So I guess that's a Westchester County record, no?
We've got it covered.
I guess so. There's
only, hi, George.
There's only three of us that are you here? Can you hear me?
Yeah, absolutely.
There's only three of us that are alive out of the nine that ever had the job. So you got to find one other guy who retired, Andy Spano, and then you got the whole completed
Set. Oh, well, the job wore out the other six guys? What happened?
Life. It's called life.
Okay. You know why we like you, George? Look, there's several reasons. One of the reasons we like you is because you come to play. Now, I know not all of our guests do, so Michael and I have been choosing our favorite novelty songs, and I understand you've got one for us as well.
Yep, it's Halloween-themed.
Uh-oh. Okay. Monster Mash, I bet.
Nope, here we go.
That would have been the logical one, Michael.
Somebody's watching me.
If you ever saw the video, it's about as creepy as it gets.
Ooh, I'm going to take a look.
Michael Jackson in the doing the background. 1983, just to show how contemporary I am.
No, that beat me out. I had Itsy Bitsy, Teeny Weeny, Yellow Polka Dot Bikini the other day. So, anyway. We got some serious issues around with George Latimer, Westchester County Executive. Well, let's begin with Rye Playland. I mean, that's it. Not opening this year.
Yeah, we made the decision to close it. Now, keep in mind the governor has an executive order that closes all amusement parks, and he hasn't lifted it. But we knew that even if he lifted it, it would take us at least 3 weeks to 4 weeks to get the park ready. Our season, because of the temperature, the weather in this area, the country, doesn't really last that deep into the fall. And we've lost Memorial Day weekend. We've lost July 4th weekend. And we also don't know how many people will go to an amusement park, even if you open the doors, because there's a lot of folks out there that just aren't going to do it. So we thought the better thing to do is shut the park down, be clear about it, start fixing things now so that when it opens next year, hopefully, it'll be in much better shape than normal. And all I can tell you is the 12-year-old George Latimer is wagging his finger at the 66-year-old George Latimer. So I can feel the frustration of not having Playland to go to this year.
Absolutely. I was looking forward to riding the famous dragon roller coaster, the old wooden roller coaster there. What about my beloved Caramore, the music festival you have up there? Any chance that can play at all this summer, George?
Well, Michael, the good news there, and you probably want to check on the website for the hard details, they've set up, without having the big concerts there, under the rules that, you know, the governor's laid out, they can have groups up to a certain size. And so what they're doing is they're having smaller concerts for groups that meet within that number. Right now we're in phase three, so the number is 25, but within a week we'll be in phase four, which would be groups of 50. So I think that's what's happening, is they're having smaller little concerts, 50 people, rather than the usual group. So you can get up to Caramore live, but I would check the website. That was my understanding when we last looked into it.
Great. We were on with George Latimer, the Westchester County Executive. The other serious story that came out this week was you had some residents who went down to Florida, brought back the coronavirus, had a graduation ceremony, and boom, everybody got sick. So what's the latest on that?
Well, right now we have, as of our last count, 19 positive cases that came out of this particular incident. It was not just a high school graduation, which was a drive-in graduation at the Chappaqua train station, but they had a big, I guess I'll call it a social event afterwards, with mostly the high school students, not only from that school, but from some of the neighboring schools. And I think they call it field night. And as you can imagine, you know, you go back to your senior year of high school, the last time you're going to see these kids that you've grown up with, and then you're off to college, you may never see them again. It's a big social thing. And at the field night after the graduation, they clustered at the graduation a little bit, but they clustered a lot at the field night without masks, without, you know, social distancing. And so the contagion spread. The fact that the folks came back from Florida, there were two separate families. There was one girl from one family, and we're not sure who the other person was from the other family, but they both attended the graduation, and You know, the good news for us now compared to where we were in New Rochelle 4 months ago is we have plenty of testing in place, and we now have contact tracing, which is people get on the phone and say, okay, George, who did you see in the last 14 days? Give me a list of their names, call those people, find out if they're sick, test them, isolate them, and do things that can reduce the spread. So hopefully we're in a little bit better situation with this thing exploding into something larger. But, you know, let's be candid. Young people, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, they don't think they're going to get this thing. They can get it. They may not get sick from it, but they could certainly give it to other people. And the wearing of masks and the social distancing, springtime, summertime, very difficult to ensure.
Hey, George, Anthony Fauci and Governor Cuomo, they're both worried about bars, a lot of people letting their guard down in bars. Are you keeping an eye open for that up there in Westchester?
Well, we haven't opened them up officially yet. I gather they open in phase four. But, yeah, because, you know, Michael, the bar scene, and, you know, I go to sports bars certain nights, Monday night football, you name it. The whole idea is you're up close and personal. You're joking. You're talking loud. If for people who are going out to singles bars, social bars, it's the closeness and the compactness that is the event, plus the alcohol. And it's very hard to see how you're going to socially distance in a bar. So, we're going to keep an eye on it. And I think that if we ever have to go backwards on something, that would probably be one of the first things we would go backwards on, because it is just, you know, you're just up close and personal.
Hey, George, we're just about out of time. Is the indoor dining going okay in Westchester?
Yeah, it's going okay, Len. You know, what I think you've had is a lot of communities have made a big effort for the outside dining. Rise City shut down its main street. Larchmont opened it up. Pleasantville has a night where they open up the street. And the outdoor dining, as long as it's not raining, is still preferable for most people. They feel more comfortable, and it's more fun to eat outside. So it's helping, but I'll tell you, the restaurants are still not back to 100%. We still got a long way to go, guys, but we're working at it.
Hey, George, by the way,
Latimer, who has a favorite novelty song, absolutely.
Rockwell.
George, thanks for playing. Appreciate it.
Guys,
hey, George.
I always got to bring my A game when I see you.
That's right. George, by the way, I'm looking at that video. Somebody's watching me. This is one of the creepiest things I have ever seen.
Isn't it? It is. Whoa. This is novelty exclamation point.
Well, absolutely. We'll put it on our website.
All right. Sounds good. Okay. Thanks, George. Appreciate it.
Be with you.